Only important people can do Zoom calls. Now, if you're doing Zoom calls with your friends, you're lame. You just get on FaceTime, right? But if you're doing a Zoom call for business, you're special, fam. And I got to do two of those last summer. Who's the boss now, motherfuckers?
Oh, my God.
So can you imagine spending 12 grand? It's probably going to take them 3 months to get it done. 6 months to get it done. 12 grand. I need that shit in me. That's a 48 hour blue check mark. I can't wait no longer. It's got to be an Amazon service blue check mark.
Oh, my God.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have one of these, you got to get one. And the only way you can get this is that you got to go to thecoldestwater.com. Thecoldestwater.com. Grab one of their sports bottles. I have a 32 ounce joint, and that bad boy goes everywhere with me because it keeps my liquids cold for 36 hours. 36 hours. Are you serious? It is serious because I've actually done it. Just to be one of those people that actually tries what they say it could do, I had to do it, and it doesn't. You could throw it in the pool because that bad boy floats. You could throw it in the ocean because that bad boy floats. It is the truth. And I take it everywhere with me. It's got odor resistant, this tight non-leak screw cap with option to add a straw. Mine has a straw, which is really cool because I have like what they call a hole in your lip. And when I drink, stuff get to falling down my mouth. So the straw is really, really dope. If you go to the show notes, when you're done listening to the podcast, or you can do it before, I have a link down there for my discount code. Just click on the link, go to thecoldestwater.com, bam, and grab you one. Peace.
I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. I ride myself, I pride myself on how myself get by myself.
Man, you know, it's Wednesday, but it doesn't feel like a Wednesday. Sorry. Get a drink of coffee. It doesn't feel like a Wednesday. It feels more like a Wednesday in hell. In hell. Because March. And March has never been like a shitty month. It's not like people look at March and be like, I don't like March. You know, March, you know, some people may look at, you know, I don't know, August because it's so hot in the summer. Whether you're in the Midwest or, you know, where it's humid or you're out here in AZ where it's blazing torch city, August is like not a fun month. Not a lot happens in August. My birthday's in August and it was never fun. My birthday's at the end of the month of August and I was either at my, there was a time where we was actually going back to school in September, like the first week of September. So I was going back to school or I was already back in school because I was in school when they made the shift to starting a little bit earlier. So August is a horrible month for people. It's blazing hot. Nothing's going on. There's no fireworks. There's no Santa Claus. There's no St. Patty's Day. It's just blaze of hot and 31 days of it. My birthday's in it was a horrible moment in life for me because summer has ended, man, and I'm going back to school. So March has never been the villain. It's never been the villain. I want to take over your life. But now it is. Now it is. The pandemic. Dramatic pause effect. The pandemic. Was all in March. It all was a shit show in March. And now March is this, you know, the stepchild you can leave in Walmart. Maybe you go back and get him or she, you go back, get your stepchild, but you wait 2 hours before you go back to Walmart to get the child. Get it. Get the child. To think about, and I know not yesterday, because yesterday was Tuesday, so it'll be Monday. Rudy Gobert, Utah Jazz, touches all the microphones on the reporter's microphones. He's making fun of the COVID, right? The vid. He's making fun of the vid. And they say 2 days after that, he got the vid. And at some point, you know,
I think just a little bit after that, maybe seconds, hours, minutes, whatever you want to say, the NBA says, nah, fam, shut it down. And once the NBA shut down, the rest of the world said, mm-hmm. And that famous Tim Allen, and followed suit. Everything shut down. So Rudy Gobert, when they make the movie and they find a 7-foot light-skinned guy to play you, I hope he can't act worth a damn, and I hope he's a villain in the movie. Anyway, March is now not so friendly. It doesn't squeak by as the okay guy. We notice you, March. You now have a stain on you. I mean, think about it. March is the transition. I live back home in Kansas City, right? And March is one of those months where you can still get some snow. It can still be cold. Or it could be all right. 59. 69. If you get lucky, it could be 79. Because you're supposed to be going into spring, right? And there's spring break in March. The St. Patrick's Day, where you can watch the movie Leprechaun or Leprechaun in the Hood, right? Down here in AZ, you know you're going to get 75 easy every day. 80, 85. If the sun's feeling like a dickhead, 95, right? In March. But in March, don't have the same feeling anymore. There are 7-year-old kids out there. I don't like March. I don't like that it's March. Yeah, they have the same feeling as us. Because March was the shit show of it all. And you talked, I don't have the traditional 9-to-5, so I'm not in an office. I don't get up and then, you know, go to work and deal with coworkers and be able to be around the water fountain and, you know, at Game of Thrones. You talk about Game of Thrones, or you talk about Walking Dead, or you talk about Grey's Anatomy. I never had that. And I bet it's a great experience to be in the break room and just have TV show talk before the boss comes in and everybody must disperse. Dispersed. I never had that, but I talked to some friends that have those 9-to-5s, and we talked about, did you think it'd be this long that you was out the office? You know, did you think it'd be this long that you wasn't able to walk into the office and have to deal with Snitch and Karen? Did you think it was going to be like this? And initially it was like, well, no, you know, we would go in and you know, and the head boss was, you know, she told us that maybe it'd be like, you know, a week or two and maybe a few months, but she was just joking. And then it turned out to be a year and some change, man. Think about that. Motherfuckers ain't been in the office in a year and some change.
Cole, you stupid.
It's just on the really real, though. And I was talking to my friends and I was just wondering, like, you know, I asked them, you know, do you want to go back to the office? Now, there were moments where people were like, I don't mind going back to my cubicle. Because, I mean, you could be at home and go stir crazy. I mean, there was a moment where people were losing it. And then, you know, you add on what was going on at the time, injustices and it just was a lot of pressure and tense and people losing their minds. So maybe the office wasn't that bad to get back to, but people couldn't back to it. But now you ask them now that they're all in the being home, they're like, nah, I don't want to go back to the office. I'm good. You know, because you could do a Zoom call half naked. You could do a Zoom call half naked. Now I've had to. Only important people can do Zoom calls. Now, if you're doing Zoom calls with your friends, you're lame. You just get on FaceTime. right? But if you're doing a Zoom call for business, you're special, fam. And I got to do two of those last summer. Who's the boss now, motherfuckers? But, you know, I think, in a way, I think the pandemic, everybody's readjusted and adjusted to life, and you learn a lot about yourself, and I learned a lot about myself. Found like 18 different hustles. Found out that I had strength to do shit that I never thought I had strength to do. Found out that I was way mentally stronger than I thought I was. Found out I was a gangster. Not like the gangster pulls out the Tommy gun and... Nah, just mentally gangster strong. I was almost broken 4 or 5 times during that shit. And to think to come around is a whole year? And I didn't actually stepped up a level or two? Are you shitting me? During a pandemic, I had stepped up a level or two. We're talking about a level or two, uh-huh. A level or two, uh-huh. You know, I'm really, in a way, I must be thankful. It's shitty to say thankful when a lot of people lost their lives, but and got sick. And I was one of the people that got sick. I got sick in March. I was one of the cases where they didn't have no information. They was almost at the point, just find your local crackhead and do some crack. I think crack will work. Crack will work. Try some crack. It will work. On COVID, you gotta find your local crackhead, get some crack, and you'll be good. But that they didn't have no answers. They had no answers. And so when I got the vid, when the vid was dancing inside my body, when all you heard was, I don't want anybody to get the wrong idea about me. And the COVID was inside my lungs and it was seawalking. I was getting my ass kicked, man. I don't want anybody, that's COVID, to get the wrong idea about me. Seawalking all up in my shit. Snoop Dogg, I don't want anybody. I was trying to survive, man. They had no answers. The best thing that they said at the time was Tylenol. And because I was taking a leave at the time, and a leave must have been the, I imagine just is like my body is like this high school and COVID is this new cool bully that arrives to the high school, and Aleve was the nerd, geek, comic book, band, class, lead, flute player, and it was shoving the fuck out of Aleve into the office. COVID was shoving, I said to the office, to the locker, just shoving it all in the locker, and it was smacking it, and it was spitting on it, and it was like, Aleve, you ain't shit. I'm just gonna shove you in here. And it was giving Aleve swirlies. It was a swirly thing going on, and he was flushing the toilet. It was a whole thing. Aleve was getting his ass kicked. It wasn't doing nothing for me. And then I read about Tylenol. And Tylenol actually did something, because it was a moment there where I was looking off into the distance, and I was ready to call it a day. I didn't think I was going to make it. I was getting my foot and ass kicked. I was getting murdered by that virus. And I was doing everything under the sun. And thank God for Michael Jordan and Gatorade, because it was the last dance in Gatorade. And I was just sucking down Gatorade and Tylenol. And I was sad because, you know, I'm a Pornhub connoisseur. So like, I was sad because I had no juice to go to Pornhub, and I ain't got no juice to go to Pornhub. That means I ain't got no juice to beat the meaties, and I couldn't beat the meaties. And I was really sad on top of being sick. Now I'm sad, sick, watching Last Dance, drinking Gatorade, trying not to die. This was a horrible combination. I was not happy about this at one point at this. I was happy. Yeah, I got some good things to talk about in this episode. I am Thaddeus Shea. You listen to Season of the Clout. Feels good to be back doing solo episodes. Can the crowd come back and clap for me? Yes. I put up a clip. It was a Maury clip. And I used to skip school to go home, and I would watch Maury. And there was a lot of shows I used to watch. I used to skip school. I was a freshman dropout. And I used to go home, and I used to watch Donnie Marie. Now some young cats is going to listen to me. Some young folks out there is going to listen to me. And like, who the fuck is Donnie and Marie? Well, they're white. They're two awesome white people. But I used to skip school to go home and watch them. But Maury, who didn't love Maury? Jerry Springer was borderline over the top. Like, you know, it was extreme. There'd be times of extreme. Jerry was an extreme show. You know, that was for the people who, you know, who smoke weed so much that he was like, we got to put Drano in here to up the level. That's what Jerry Springer was. Put Drano in the weed so I could really get fucked up. But Maury was more like, I just smoke some weed and get a laugh. You know what I'm saying? But there was an episode I had put on my IG, and the lady was scared of cotton balls. It's like, it's fucking cotton balls, right? You know, cotton balls have a lot of use. You know, I don't know the uses, but they have a lot of use, and it's cotton balls. And Maury's so cold that he brings out this big ass silver tray, and on top of the tray is all of these cotton balls, and it's like a mountain of cotton balls, right? And the lady sees the cotton balls and she just fucking loses it and jets off set. And she's like, she has the haircut to let you know that she likes black men, but black men who, you know, have warehouse jobs and are former drug dealers. Anyway, it doesn't matter. But she had that type of haircut. She was a white woman. And she runs off stage. Why was that important? I don't know. But I need you to paint the description, y'all, because it's all audio. So I need y'all to get a visual of the lady. So she runs off and she's crying. And then the cameraman, you know, the training for the cameraman of Maury is legit. You got to be able to Barry Sanders with a lot of weight on your shoulders when you work for Maury. So he runs after the lady and you see her in the back. She's crying. And then Maury comes back there and he like giving her a hug and he's telling her it's okay. And not knowing that Maury is the king of psychological abuse. He does things and then comes, consoles you, and then puts you back in the seat to do some more shit to you. He's the opposite of Dr. Phil. But I was thinking, like, damn, what did cotton balls do to her? I can't remember. It was just a clip, so I can't remember the episode all the way. But what did cotton balls do to her? Then I start thinking, do I got any weird, like, things I don't like or phobias? I feel like I got reasonable shit. Kobe Bryant didn't like bees. I don't like bees. I don't fuck with bees. I don't fuck with bees, man. I really don't fuck with insects in general. But if I see a spider, it's really bad for the spider because I overstomp. Like, I'm an overstomper. It's a stomp the yard part 3 if I see a spider. And it doesn't matter. If it's on the floor or on the wall, I'm trying to stomp on it. Coffee break. Every time I do a coffee break,
Cole, you stupid.
Thank you. And, you know, I don't like insects or, you know, bees are like number one of my things. Like wasps, bees and wasps are kind of just the same. So I just throw them in the same family, even though wasps are just mean motherfuckers. But I don't fuck with that shit, right? They run me. I don't like when I'm going hiking. You know, yes. Yeah, no, yeah. I'm a nigga that goes hiking. Nah, it's cool. I know it's, fam, chill. I know it's surprising that I'm a nigga that goes hiking. I know
I know we're not supposed to be fucking with the hiking, but when you down here in AZ, it ain't, you know, that's one of the things you got to do. You got to get acclimated and adjusted to that shit. You just can't be in down here talking about the hood shit. You got to get adjusted to the lifestyle down here. And they like to go hiking. So that's what I do. I go hiking, nigga on a hill. And so when I'm hiking, there'd be bees out there. And I remember one time, I was going with my ex, and I think it was like, this is South Mountain. If you ever come to AZ, it was South Mountain. It was somewhere down there, South Phoenix or South Mountain. And we were getting ready to start the path and we're walking. Now I have shitty hearing, and I'll tell you about a situation just recently happened about my shitty hearing. And we were walking to start on the path to climbing the mountain. And as we walk, I'm like, I hear, and my bee sense went off. I said, well, sound like bees, but I can't tell the distance. I mean, I got my shit's focused now. I can't tell the distance, but it sound like bees, but I can't be a bitch. We're going to go up this mountain. So I take about 5-6 more good steps. I'm 6'3", so I got some, when I'm walking, I'm 6'3", and when I'm walking, I got some good length to my shit. Not when I'm just like slow bopping, but when I'm walking, I got some good length to my shit. So about a good 6 steps, it go from to zzz. I was like, oh shit. My knees buckle a little bit. I said, oh shit, them the beesies. I still can't tell, but I can tell that I'm closer to them. I can't get my eyes on them. I got to get my eyes on them so I know which way to run. I'm already preparing to run in my head. And I haven't said nothing to my ex. She don't know what's going on. She focused. She's still walking. I haven't said nothing to her yet, but I hear it. And she ain't said nothing because I don't think she wasn't scared of shit like that. For her, she's good. So she's just going to walk and she's good. But for me, it went from to zzz. I'm nervous. Right? So 6 more steps, it go from zzz to zzz. I say, no, we got to go back. She goes, why? I said, just focus and listen. Stop walking because you're going to be on your own. Stop walking, focus, and listen. She said, oh, that's pretty loud. Pretty loud. Motherfucker, that's a home. That's a home of bees. We got to go. She's like, no, we're going to be good. Let's just walk a little bit more. I said, man, you playing games with my life. It's hot. This day home. This is the bees home. This day home. I don't want to intrude. And like I said, when you're down here, part of what they do down here is hike. I'm trying to be a hiker. So I decided I'm going to push on. We're going to push on. 7 to 8 more of my 6'3" steps. Shit you not. I turn around and run back to the car because I don't need no more of this shit. I told her no, it's too loud. She agreed now. Now she's in agreement. Now I have speed to my run. She just got a fast run. Because that shit was way too loud. And I had never experienced that type of loud bee work. We was around 4, 5, 6 cribs. That's they area. That's they real estate. They spent good money on that area. That's theirs. I gotta get back to the car. We were in deep enough now. I'm assuming we had crossed territory without talking to their government because now the bees is flying. Now, I don't know what happened because I thought I had breached at least the line. I didn't cross it, but apparently I crossed it because now the bees is active while I'm running. So I'm running back to the car. She got a fast walk, and then she see the bees, she start running. We get to the car, open the car, get in the door. I'm like, man, see, this is that bullshit. That's why I don't be fucking with this shit. This ain't my job. This ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. This ain't even, look at my skin color. I'm not even black no more. I'm turning light. This ain't what I'm supposed to be doing. So we get in the car and we leave. Later on that day, the news, that same area is on. And there was a bee attack. It was a fucking bee attack at the same place
I was at. And you wonder why niggas don't do shit like that. And maybe it was my niggism that scared, that kept me from being in the B-TAC. Because if I'm black and I'm in a B-TAC, the niggas my people gonna be mad at me. What was he doing out there? That ain't what we do. What was he doing? And I can't get no sympathy. When you can't get no sympathy, you just got to deal with the pain alone. That shit's hurtful. You know what I'm saying? So anyway, back to what I was saying. Those are my things. And cults. It's like bees, insects, and cults. And, you know, I don't deal with cults well. It's not like I'd have a regular run-in with cults when I just say cults. Like, damn, nigga, you run into cults all the time? No, it's not. I don't run into cults all the time. I'm just saying, like, you know, if I run into some people that are in a cult, I'm going to pass out and they will be able to do whatever they want to do with me, because I don't deal with people in cults, because those motherfuckers really freak me out. Like, people are like, I don't fuck with scary movies. I don't do ghosts. I don't do aliens. Well, motherfucker, I've been bothered by an alien. I know them niggas. But cults, motherfuckers who be ass naked in your closet, I can't deal with that shit, man. And then so when I posted the Maury joint on my IG, somebody hit me and said, I have a fear of cotton balls. Started when I was younger. And I'm like, am I missing something? Are cotton balls doing something to people while they're asleep? I'm not getting it. And then somebody else hit me and said, that I have that same reaction when it comes to milk. Now, granted, the whole vegan shade don't fuck with the milk of the milk. I ain't fuck with the milk of the milk in a long time. Right? But I don't get weak kneed and run from milk. It's just milk. Get to the titty of the cow. They go to milky milk. That's just milk. That's just earth. That's just animal. That's just God. That's just, it's just milk. You know? But people have their phobias, their shit that they just can't shake. And I'm like, damn. Some of that shit's crazy. All right. I guess I'll give y'all a little bit of a tune time. You want some music? Let's go. Can be. No one knows her name. She's just a mystery. I have seen her maybe once or twice. One thing I can say, she's very nice. Listen, man. I listen to all the young shit, but it ain't nothing like cooling the guy. Y'all don't even want to see me cut up to this. I have a different type of cut up skill when it comes to some old school shit like this. Can be. No one knows her name. She's just a mystery. I have seen her maybe once or twice. One thing I can say, ooh, she's very nice. She's a lady. What I really want to know. Somehow I've got to let my feelings show. She's
exciting.
So, I am on a journey. You know, when I get on here, I try to talk a little bit about the social media when I can, you know. Side note, I was going to explain to y'all about, you got to wait a little bit more for the social media info, because I'm going for my blue check mark, and that's what we're going to get into, what I'm doing to try to get that. And there are steps that you could do to try to get your blue check mark, but I was going to tell y'all about my listening situation and why my ears are fucked up, because I did music forever and I keep everything loud in the headphones. And so I ain't saying that my ears are fucked up where I can't hear. I just can't hear like other people. You know what I'm saying? Other people can really hear. What's that? Did you hear that? No, nigga. I didn't. Except for bees, I can hear the bees. But anyway, I've done a lot of music for a lot of my life and I like stuff loud. I like the bass to hit. You know, I got a system in the ride. So, it's, you know, I just like my shit loud. So my ears are worn down. They're used, right? Now, I can't really blame this on my ears, but I can. So I don't sleep at night I don't sleep, and you know, I usually watch a 90s sitcom. I'm usually watching Frasier, Step by Step, Family Matters, to just kind of give a good energy to where I could just kind of sit there, and then eventually my body will shut down in the late night and I'll just be knocked out. I got Hulu. And the reason I don't, and I, listen, Hulu, any one person that works for Hulu ends up hearing me listen to me. I could watch all those shows that you have on there for free, but I don't. I pay for your service. Now, do I pay for Adless service? No. I pay for the service, but I let the commercials run because I'm cheap. That's just what it is. But when I'm watching my show, Hulu has this great technology that allows their commercials to be really, really loud. And you think that it's 2021, they would have found a way to level out their fucking commercials. And I don't have to be watching an old sitcom for this to happen. I could be watching Superman and Lois. And by the way, I got to catch up on an episode that I missed Tuesday. But I could be watching Superman and Lois, and that's a new show with all the surround sound and all that shit added to the show. And still, the commercial will come on and it'd be extreme. Like, do you want to buy some Tide with bleach? The bleach with the Tide? You want some Tide? And I'm like, fuck. Right? But in the late night, that's really bad. So when it's 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm in my apartment complex and I'm late night and I'm watching Frasier. For the young kids, that's a funny show. It still holds up today. So I'm watching Frasier. And I may have a chuckle or two as I'm dozing up. You crazy, right? And I slow off. But all of a sudden I wake back up because the commercial's so goddamn loud. And I'm like, oh shit. And I know it's already been loud, but when I'm awake, I'm not thinking about I need to turn some shit down. I'm just like, I'm awake. So I know it's loud, but it's not like a big thing for me because I like shit loud, right? But I understand it's nighttime. It's 2, 3 a.m. in the morning. I got neighbors. So I'm like, oh man, I'm tripping. Let me turn it down. I hate Hulu for that reason. But because of that reason, one of my neighbors, I haven't figured out yet. One of my neighbors, went ahead and snitched on old Shade. Told the office.
Oh my God.
They told the office on old Shade.
Oh my God.
Old Shade ain't happy.
Oh my God.
My office love me. I'm funny. Shit, sometimes I'm sexy when I'm in there. I stand in the right way. The women love me in there. Don't snitch on me. Cause snitches get stitches and sometimes ditches.
Oh my God.
I don't play no motherfucking game.
Oh my God.
I'm sorry for my shit being loud, but you don't tell. I'm nice to my neighbors.
Oh my God.
You come to me. You come to me. Because I say hi. I say hi to all of them. The little kids I don't like, I say hi to them too. I wave to your dog. My dog's better, but I wave to your dog. I show support to your dog. I say hello. I'm a big guy, but I try to make sure that everybody's invited to a joyful day when you're around me. I like to put off a positive energy. But snitching,
oh my God,
to the front office,
oh my God,
I'm going to get that ass whipped.
Oh my God.
And so, all in all, I say that story to tell you I can't hear and I blame Hulu for having such a fucked up volume. And I know I'm not the only one that notices this shit. If I Google it right now, Hulu volume problem with the commercials, or Hulu commercial volume, Hulu commercial problems with the volume, it's going to be board after board, form after form going off. When will they fix it? I pay too much money for Hulu for you cocksuckers not to fucking fix it. It's bullshit. Now, on to the social media, which I know you guys can't wait for. Look, the blue check mark allows me, wait a minute. Oh man, when the sample starts, it ain't no reason to even continue the song because you know it's Fuego. As soon as I heard, I said, man, Rick Ross and Drake did another one. Starsky and Hutch. 48 hours. Another 48 hours. Scottie Pippen Jordan. Shaq Kobe.
Pray these niggas understand how passionate we take.
Maybach Music.
Godfather with a gun full of snakes. Car Porsche, time to give away a Wraith. Bricks ball, time to turn them into bass. Big boy, I'm here trying by the Braves. Courtroom silent like I'm in an opera. When they got it, now these niggas wanna knock us. Bitches follow cause they need a couple dollars. But it ain't a problem cause a nigga really got it. Fat boy, rich nigga with an appetite. Woo! Count money all night under the candlelight. Woo! Spinning vinyl, Teddy P, or is it Lionel? Not a model, but I know I be your idol.
Okay, so I'm going for my blue check mark, right? And what do I get out of my blue check mark? I'll definitely make a lot more money, right? And it validates. It's like people really hold the check mark high up. It's like having an FBI badge. If I was to go anywhere in the world, in especially in the country, if I walk into a 7-Eleven right now and I'd be like, FBI shade. They're going to give me anything in the store. You want a hot dog, sir? You run this motherfucker. Get you a hot dog. I don't eat meat, fam. What you got in here is vegan. FBI shade. They're going to be like, we got some Lay's chips. I say, I'll take those and let me get a water too. They say, FBI man, you got that. That's how people look at the blue check mark, right? You know how much vagina you can get? You know how much penis you can get if you're a woman and you got a blue check mark? It's a lot of infamous. It's a lot more penis when you got a blue check mark, ladies. And you know how much vagina I'm going to get? It's going to be easy. 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 Now I make a little jokey joke about the vagina. Not really. But it's a lot of value to it. Other companies, other brands, like other influencers, celebrities, they're going to hold you in a different light. You know, and I do it mainly for the dollars. I want to get more dollars and it will definitely do that. And I have multiple pages, but then there's some pages that I didn't create that are out there. And I'm, you know, I report them, but Instagram doesn't move fast for shit like that. If you post some video and it's not yours, they'd be quick to tell you, you know, oh man, just belong to Johnny in Canada. Like, man, fuck you. But I got pages out there that I didn't create and motherfuckers pretending to be me and I'm reporting them. You're not doing nothing about that. Suck my dick. Anyway, so I really want to add that validation to what I do and have that check mark. Now, people look at social media and they're like, it's just social media, but it's just IG, it's just Instagram. But it's really not. Motherfuckers really get on there and they really make money. I make money from it. And people really get on there and they make their dollars, right? And I put up a post. What was the post? Let me go to it. Just hold tight, man. Let's just start doing.
I pray these niggas understand how passionate we take this.
And so it says, the post says, social media is a free outlet to get rich. And y'all here arguing. T-U-H. And somebody put, well, this is a great post, but you can't get rich on here. That's a motherfucking lie. That's a motherfucking lie. You're not going to get rich quickly at all, but you can turn your company or yourself, your brand into something that will eventually make you a lot of fucking money using this platform. Am I a person that can say I made a lot of fucking money? I mean, I live off of it, but am I rich? No. You know, have I made some dollars? Yes. Am I rich off of it? No. In my head, am I rich off of it? Yes. Am I actually rich off of it? No. Have I made some money off of it? Yes. Am I? Okay. Anyway, so I look at it as just a super stamp to my name and building Instagrams and increasing engagement for companies and brands. It'll help me in that. It, you know, promoting, booking artists, all those things that help me in, right? So I wanted to go for it, and I happen to know a guy who that's what he does. He's a legit guy. Now, you can't believe everybody. Everybody's selling, you know, AirPods, and they just actually air flies. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be careful on, you know, who you're dealing with, and they can say they can do this. Don't ever, don't ever go for the person that just DMs you, or that company, or that weird page that DMs you. So you got the stats to get verified. Just call us on WhatsApp. This the number, and we can get you verified. Just call this number on WhatsApp. We can get you verified. I had a legit guy. This is a legit guy that was going to charge me $12,000. $12,000? Now, granted, if I had the money, I would do it. I'd just get it done. But $12,000 just to get you for the bluey blue? Now, that's an investment, and eventually, over time, I would make my $12,000 back off rip. But see, when you spend $12,000, whatever you're spending $12,000 on, you expect to get it immediately, unless you invest in stocks or something. But if I spend $12,000, I need that right now. That's the same thing with Amazon. That's why we love Amazon. So we be on Amazon buying shit, because Amazon going to get to you that day, next day, the day after. They're not going to stall you out. Sometimes they fuck up a little bit and they tell you, oh man, the package ain't gonna come to the next day, but they're not gonna hold you 3, 4, 5 days. Shit. They're gonna get you right. That's why we fuck with Amazon. Now, when you go on to another company and they like, man, it's gonna be there in a week, you're like, ah. You look at that shipping price along with that time frame and you spending like $150, $200, you like, let me see if Amazon got it. Because it'll be here the next day. So can you imagine spending $12,000? It's probably going to take them 3 months to get it done. 6 months to get it done. $12,000, I need that shit in me. That's a 48 hour blue check mark. I can't wait no longer. It's got to be an Amazon service blue check mark. If it's longer than that, I got to come find you. I need a picture of your ID and a picture of your car with your license plate. I need all that to give you $12,000, and I got to wait some time for it. Shit. But my guy, he got a little bit of a different process, and it ain't 12, right? So he told me what I need to do. So first I was starting out and I was asking, and we talked about it a couple of times, and then I was like, fuck it, I'm gonna finally go for it. And I gotta get some press. Now I got some press. I've been on hip hop since 1987.com, allhiphop.com. Like I said, I've done work with E40, Swiss Beats, so I've gotten some press, right? It's old press though. You know, I don't have a Wikipedia page. We'll get into things. Let me not get ahead. There's some things that you need. And so you need press. Press is the first thing. He's telling me, he's like pressing that I need press. So he sends me a shit ton of list of magazines, online magazines and blogs that are certified that Google and Wikipedia support and like back, you know. He sends me that, and he sends me the prices, and the prices are not bad. I'm like, oh, okay, this is doable shit. Now I can't give you the price. You can hit me up, you could DM me for the price, but I'm not just gonna give you the prices on here so everybody know what it is. Y'all go hit them up, say I got this paper. You got to DM me, man. You got to email me for them numbers. I don't just give out the number like that. You ain't gonna get the dollar amount off me. You ain't gonna get the name off me. You got to hit me up. So he gives me a list of the prices. I'm like, okay. He's like, you got to do that first. And then we'll build your Google profile. I was like, okay, we're gonna build your Google profile. Okay. And we're gonna get your search engine optimizing. We get that optimized, your SEO. I said, okay. All right. And then that's when we work on your GKP. I said, GKP? That's a Ghostbusters equipment. That's from Ghostbusters. GKP? That's reading ghosts. That's a ghost heartbeat. That's a GKP. That's how you catch a ghost. You don't catch a ghost with it, but you read a ghost heart. You can see if there's some spirits around with the GKP. He said, nah, man, that's Google Knowledge Panel. I said, damn. And I'm a person who, as soon as I hear some shit I don't know about, I'm just going to go Google it. Every time I listen to Stephen A, and he talking, he say a word, I go Google it. That's what I do. So I checked out Google Knowledge Panel. Basically, just think of Google Knowledge Panel as when you Google somebody who's famous and you see those little square boxes at the top, and it's got like their height, their age, their name,
what they do and all that shit, Google has now acknowledged them as somebody important. Once Google says you are important, this is what pops up. Boom. Wow. Google Knowledge Panel. That's the end game. That's the goal. Because I'm verified on Facebook. That's a big part of the game. Facebook said, I'm verified. Which you would think if Facebook said I was good, Instagram would say I was good because they're the same company. They're the same people. They're twinsies. Facebook owns the Grammy. I should be good. But that's not the case. It's a separate game. And Facebook's more of like Walmart and Instagram's more like Target. Don't come in here unless you got that cash, baby. If you want that lead infested shit, you go over to Walmart over here. You want that good lead, nigga, you got to go ahead and have that money, baby. So that's what it is, right? So I go, okay, cool. Let's start. So I started yesterday, you know, because he had me do like a little, basically like a little bit of past and a little bit of present. Basically like keep it short. And so that way we send it into the writer. He sends it back like, hey, I did a write up, boom. And then I say it's good and they print it up. So I did my little backstory. I did what I'm doing today and I sent it to him and boom, we waiting on the first one to go. So I got to take a piece. You got to see how motherfuckers move. You just can't dance with a motherfucker off rip. You got to see how they move. Right. So I wanted to do one with him. Boom. When that get done, we'll continue the process because it's going to be a process. You know, it's not
Oh my God.
It's not an easy process at all. Let me get a little water real quick as I continue my journey. And I looked up Google profile. Google profile is simple. I could fill it out and do it myself. You go Google profile. You can fill it out and get it done. I did my about, did my bio on my website. That's one of the things that you got to add on there. You got to have, I would recommend having a website, you know, for yourself or your brand, your business. Get a website, get an about done on there, which is like a bio, whatever. So that's another way that Google can find you, you know. That's really, wait a minute, run it back. No one knows her name, she's just a mystery. I have seen her, woohoo, or twice. And I recommend doing that. So make sure you get your About Us up, or you could call it whatever you want, bio, but it has your name, your company, you fill out your bio. And I know there's like search word engine, like search words you can, like words you could use in your bio that people search a lot on Google that will help with Google finding you and giving you more credits to your name. So those are the steps. You got to get the press. So you could get about, he was like, man, you get about 3 or 4 press articles. See, you're going to be good, my man. So you're going to be good. Get about 3 or 4 press articles. You're going to be good. So I got those worked out on what I want to do and the Google profile, the SEO, and the GKP. Those seem to be the steps. And then, of course, you know, it ain't just that. You got to pay a motherfucker to submit it. And I was told that they basically got a guy, and it's got to be more than one guy. It just can't be a guy. It can't be one motherfucker, right? But I guess it's just a guy, his job. And I'm pretty sure he just sits there and he's, you know, playing Call of Duty on his computer and just telling motherfuckers no all day. Rejecting requests, because you could go on your Instagram and request to be verified, but if you don't have everything that Instagram requires, you'll be rejected and told to go try again in 30 days. And that's all he do. He get mad while he shooting motherfuckers in the face. He get mad because he like, man, you don't even have the credentials. No, denied. But you gotta, and you know, I gotta pay a little dollar for somebody to submit it directly to him. You understand?
Tell him to bring me my money. Yeah.
That's all he's telling me.
Tell him to bring me my money. Yeah.
And so I got to bring him the dollar. So I got those steps. And then I got to connect to pay to have it submitted to the one guy. That's what I'm told. There's one guy. Now, I'm pretty sure there's, you know, other ways. If you're with a big talent agency, if you're with a big record label. What's the other one? A modeling agency. A big modeling agency, they all can submit you to get you right, you know. They can also, you know, my guy can also get you IMDb credits. And if you've been in a movie or you've been in a commercial, if you walk by somewhere and get you to my IMDb credits if you need it. It's wild that all these, you know,
you do all these things, you pay that dollar to be verified. And I know people really look at Instagram and they'd be like, it's just Instagram. But no, man, like you can legitimately take what you have in your brain, follow some steps. It's not a lot of steps, follow some steps, and then treat your Instagram right and really make money. You know, it's all about getting in a groove with Instagram and understanding what's happening when you post your product or you post yourself. How are the likes coming in? Who's liking? Where is your demographic at? I mean, they give you a cheap amount of stats to try to help. That's why Instagram is like the popular broke app. It's like very popular in there. Really trying to box everybody in with this algorithm, fucking up number shit. And I hate using the word algorithm because people use it to try to sound dumb. The computer they use, I'm just going to say the little computer. I'm going to say the Skynet that they use to fuck up everybody's shit, which is put everybody in a box and make it difficult for everybody to see your stuff, is because they want you to pay for ads. And so that's a part of the game. And I understand, you know, and I said this before on a previous episode. And I think the episode was what happened to Shade's Instagram. It's what happened to Shade's IG. I'll put a little clip of it at the end of this. But I talked about how, you know, Kim K comes out with a candle. And I want a candle because I'm a candler. I'm a candle connoisseur. I actually need to go in there and buy the candle because I want to see what the smell with the candle. Oh, this smells like Kim K. She ain't with Kanye no more, which I'm sad about because I kind of just like to date them together. I'm not like a big couple goal person. I just like them together. And she ain't with Kanye no more, so I'm going to try to smell Kim because I can smell Kim now without feeling like I'm doing some wrong shit. I smell Kim. And that's Kim. And so I need to get the candle. But she has the candle. She drops the candle on the gram. The light, the candle gets 2 million likes, maybe whatever, how many likes, a million to 2 million, maybe 3 million or 500,000. Who fucking cares? But the candle sells out. Immediately. Phew, gone. Well, IG looks and is like, we didn't get any of that bread. And she was able to make a lot of money. And she didn't have to pay us not a damn dime. We got to figure out a way to make it tougher for people to make money free. So they want you to pay for the ads, but their advertisement platform is trash. You got to spend a lot of money. You got to spend a lot of money. That's what I'm telling you. You're going to have to go on there. You got to check it out and see what you got to be able to do because it's going to cost you a lot of dollars to do it. You understand what I'm telling you? I had a friend of mine. At Fresher Prince is his Instagram. At Fresher Prince, he does my prints for my t-shirts. Spent $30,000. On ads, but he ended up making like 85 grand off it, which is a great return. Like it's pretty solid, but he spent $30,000. You hear what I'm saying? $100, $200 ain't going to do you what you needed to do, son. You're going to have to do more. I told you before, you're going to have to do more. $30,000. They want you to spend a lot of money on ads. And I just don't feel like the turnaround. Now, Facebook ads, I feel like spending money on Facebook ads really works. But IG, you know, I would recommend if you're going to do an IG, you have some type of, whether it's a local celebrity or some type of celebrity or influencer involved in your ad or your post, because you just posting your product, unless you're really throwing money at it, man, or it really gets lucky and catches, you know, catches fire, you're going to have to spend a lot of money to get your product seen. And you're better off just doing hand-to-hand combat, which I explained in previous episodes. You're going to have to go listen to some of my episodes to find out what hand-to-hand combat is and how to cheaply grow your Instagram. I have that on there, but I am done now. I have done my episode. You'll have to go listen to other episodes to get some tips and some tools to grow your social media. I am Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout. You can find me on Twitter. At Thad Shade with 2 D's. I'm on Facebook at Thad Shade with 2 D's. And I'm verified on Facebook. I'm working on Instagram. I will keep y'all on my journey to my blue check mark. I'll let you know when the first press drops so you can go check it out, so you can go read it.
I am at Thaddeus.Shade on Instagram. You must go to theinerds.com and grab some gear, listen to some of the old podcasts, but you can also listen to this podcast on any platform, on any and every platform. I'm on Pandora. I know Pandora is like the Atari of streaming, but it's still out there. It's still relevant. Go listen to Pandora. All right. I'm gonna appreciate y'all for listening. Thank y'all. Peace out. Oh, wait, did I do all my pads? I gotta make sure I do all my pads. Let's go. Oh, my God. Woohoo! Okay, that was Homer. I didn't do my Homer. Woohoo! I'm done now.
Cole, you stupid.
Okay.
Yep. Tell him to bring me my money.
Yeah! There it is. Oh. 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 Ooh, that's my sexy time song. Yep. Done. All right, peace. But she said, can I give you a call? I said, oh, shit. I'm about to get a call from Facebook. Do you know how hard it is to get a call from Facebook?
Tell them to bring me my money. Yeah.
Forgot what I think I was watching that fucking Saved by the Bell. Let me tell y'all something. Hollywood, shame on you for remaking Saved by the Bell. That is my child. You know what? I won't even go into it because I won't do y'all like that. I will not do. Shame on you, Hollywood.
Tell them to bring me my money. Yeah.
Making money from your platform to me is an easy thing. It does take work, take dedication. It's some things that I've just learned through this whole process. I was like, dog, dude. And there's other companies like Viral Hog. They're all in cahoots. The weirdest thing about all of this is that none of the major platforms do anything. They won't even tell them, like, look, bro, you need to watermark your videos.
Tell them to bring me my money. Yeah.